books and the author of the new volume, FDR's Folly, How Roosevelt and His New Deal Prolonged the Great Depression, which is available at catostore.org. Welcome and thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
David Bowes, George W. Bush campaigned as a fiscal conservative. When did he change his mind?
I think if you were reading Bush's speeches carefully, you would have seen that that was a dubious promise from the beginning. But if you listen to the big speeches, if you watch the debates, if you listen to the convention acceptance speech, you heard him say, my opponent trusts government, I trust you. My opponent has a vision of bigger government, I'm going to cut taxes. And so you wouldn't have expected what has happened, which is a huge explosion in federal spending, a vast expansion of the welfare state with the Medicare prescription drug bill, centralization of education, a panoply of energy subsidies in the energy bill. And I don't think very many Republican voters thought that's what they were going to be getting. What happened? Well, obviously, one thing that happens is Republicans come to Washington. We don't have term limits, so they stay here forever. They have gerrymandered their districts, so they rarely face any difficulty in reelection, and they get very comfortable with being a ruling class. I think that's one of the problems that's happened.
Lord Acton's dictum, huh?
That's right. Power is corrupting. Power certainly seems to be corrupting to people who come to Congress.
Jim Powell, a lot of nominal conservatives are singing the praises of FDR. Are they just singing a popular tune?